Tiana, you are looking good.
Welcome everybody to the Stefano's Magic, where every episode is a journey inside the enchanting world of Disney. I'm Anthony.
And I'm Nicole.
And today we have a great show because there was tons of breaking news this week. Actually, one thing broke the internet.
My green, it's a hint. Can you tell?
Dig a little deeper.
Yeah.
Would you? No. We have a great show and we're super excited to talk about Tiana's Bayou Adventure, which finally has an opening.
Yeah.
I won't say date.
No, it is a timeline. Summer 2024, which I'm strongly thinking is like August.
Yeah. So we're looking into that, what it's going to be, what the ride used to be, what changes we think,
what it's
the animatronics, like everything like that. In case you were wondering, the name change, we are officially a partner on YouTube.
Yeah.
So our name has changed to the Stefano's Magic. Can't have Disney in your name.
No, thank you to everyone that has subscribed, though.
Yes, over 900 subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
And that Quincy interview's taken off. And we have more to come.
We do.
That's probably going to be like a monthly show, Creator's Corner.
Yeah, because it's like a process. I mean, you have to reach out. They have to respond. Like,
they have to schedule a date.
Yeah, so more are coming. We have a few people stacked.
We have a couple people stacked that I'm really, in the words of Quincy, jazzed about. I'm really excited about what we have to come.
Yeah.
If you want to support the brand, make sure you hit the subscribe button on YouTube. Share it with a friend. We do have memberships, I guess they're called, $2.99 and $4.99, where you can support the brand on YouTube. If you want to support and get other extra content, Patreon.com is the place to be. TikTok, we are DeStefano's Diz on TikTok. On everything else, we are DeStefano's Magic. And listen, we are excited about it. You saw the new intro. You saw the new logo. You see the new setup. Why do we still have this setup? Because it snowed in New Jersey.
So our stuff got delayed.
Everything got delayed. And we were super excited to set this up. I think it looks better already. I like the black background. We're going to have nice shelving. We're going to have
chairs,
new seats. We're going to have new everything because we were really focusing on the podcast. And the reason we're doing that is because we do not live...
Right, we're in New Jersey.
Yeah, we do not live in Disney.
Right, so we can't put out Disney content every week.
No.
You know, this is what we can do every week.
And this is the way it's going to go.
We stack our content when we go, but it only gets us for like a month worth.
Yeah, a month worth. And that's fine. In our family vacation, we're going to do restaurant reviews and resort reviews.
Yeah, for people new here, we're going in spring break.
There's not going to be any park stuff. Like, we're not doing anything in the
park.
It's
spring break. It's going to be way too...
Yeah, and we want to actually enjoy the time with our kids and our family and have a great time and really... enjoy Disney. Like the most fun we had, we love making content. The most fun we had last trip is when the camera was away on that Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We just went on rides.
We just rode around.
Ate some food.
Yeah.
We went to Gideon's. We did it all. Like, so that's what we're going to try to do on spring break. But okay, enough talking about what we're going to do. Let's talk about what Magic Kingdom is about to do in the summer of 2024. And we'll get into that right after the break. Now, as you guys saw, we named this episode Making a Splash because this announcement made a splash all over the internet. Tiana's Bayou Adventure is coming in the summer of 2024.
Right.
It has been since January 2023 when Splash Mountain closed. And I want to talk a little bit about Splash Mountain.
Right.
Before we get into the Tiana's, Splash Mountain, one of the most iconic rides, probably... my second favorite ride in Magic Kingdom.
What is it? A 12-minute ride?
Yeah, it's like eleven or 12 minutes.
It's a huge. I mean, it is worth that long wait. It gets.
It is
even with those old animatronics.
The old animatronics, but you know, we're vintage people, right?
Yeah.
We love vintage. I'm a history major. We love history.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sad to see it go. I really am. As excited and pumped up I am that Tiana's is coming, it's sad to see something change. I would like though them to pay homage to a couple things throughout the ride. I mean, we are in the bayou.
I think they are going to. They always did.
I know.
I mean, Frozen Ever After, when that was redone, they have little
hands.
Yeah.
Like, but, you know, I'm going to miss the how do you do. Like, I don't know why.
Are you?
Yeah, that song just gets you in a good mood.
No, I'm excited for the new music.
The new music is going to be awesome. So let's get into what we think about Tiana's Bayou Adventure and a couple of the facts. And Nicole is going to give you some of the facts.
Well, first off, it's located in Frontierland.
Yes.
So Frontierland, I feel like when you think of Frontierland, what do you think of? Do you think of Splash or do you think of Big Thunder?
I think of Splash.
Me too.
I think of Splash.
Yes.
I love Big Thunder, but I think of Splash.
Right. So let's get into the story. We'll pick up after the final kiss from the movie.
Yeah.
This is about a year after.
So they kiss, the restaurant's open. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Tiana's going to be preparing for her first Mardi Gras party.
Yes.
Yeah. And she sees that she's missing a key ingredient.
Oh, so it does tie back into food.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
See, that's amazing. So that's cool because I'm like, why are you doing a Bayou adventure if it's about a restaurant?
She's missing a key ingredient.
Makes so total sense. Makes
we
total
get to sense. Go on the adventure with her.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right.
Yeah. 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 That's a cool storyline. Mm-hmm. I know she's like in more of a explorer kind of outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Like Dora the Explorer kind
of. Well, right. We're going to go on an adventure
with
her.
You're a princess. I want if I don't see the princess dress in this, I'm going to be very, very hurt.
I don't think you will.
I want it.
I think it's her after.
She's a princess.
I don't think you're going to see it.
All princesses wear dresses. And if you want your princess wear a dress, Bippity Boppity Boutique, Magical Alerts.
No, women plug. Can wear, they don't have to always be in dresses.
I know. No. They don't always have to be, but Tiana's ride. I need to see her in the end, like at the dinner party in her dress.
I don't think so. I think she's going to be working at her restaurant in work clothes.
She's the owner. She doesn't have to work anymore. She's a princess. She's rich. She owns a restaurant. She has it all. I need to see the green dress.
The animatronic.
Let's talk about the animatronic.
Definitely what it's going to be.
The animatronic is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It is so fluent in motion. And that is so huge for Disney parks because I cannot stand. And I wrote this on Cassie from a Disney Food Blog's Instagram. The Frozen Ever After animatronics with the backlit face. Nightmares.
A little creepy.
Nightmares. Like legit. The creepiest thing ever, because when they break, there's no face on them. Right. It's just a screen.
Yeah.
That is creepy. Nope. This animatronic, awesome. It doesn't look as real. I'm not going to say it's going to look as real as Pirates. Oh. It, like, you always think it's really Jack Sparrow.
I always do. I'm like, are you sure? Maybe it's him. Maybe he's surprising people in this ride.
You always think it's Jack Sparrow. It's not. It's just a really good animatronic.
Yeah.
And the lighting is perfect.
The best Tiana's animatronic, though, great. Is Avatar.
Oh, yeah.
That Navi River Journey.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. If you go to Japan, is it that has the pirates?
I forget. Maybe Paris.
I don't know. One of them has pirates and it has like
Johnny
Depp looks exactly like Johnny Depp.
Well, right. Like animatronics have come so far.
Yes.
Like,
but this one is a little bit more cartoony, which I like.
I like it, though. It doesn't look as...
Because the movie's based off a cartoon. Where pirates, it's based off a real human.
Gotcha.
I love it, though. Mm-hmm. The animatronic looks fluid. Did I see her grandmother in the back of that picture, too? Because I think I did.
Oh, there's so many nods. The lanterns?
No, but like there's another animatronic in the background. And people are thinking that it's her grandmother. And I do, too. If that's the case,
I'm going to have to go back and look.
We're going
to
dig a little deeper. Mm-hmm. Right? We have to dig a little deeper.
Well, like the music, they're saying it's going to be like powerful New Orleans, Louisiana-inspired music. Yeah. I mean, the research that they did... Just for this ride.
I know,
ride.
They did 3 years.
Yeah.
I know, but like, that's all they have given us until now. Well, so now I'm excited. But before they were just...
Right, but come on now. The timeline, it closed in January. And Disney is opening it by August. I'm saying by August 2024.
Yes.
How long did it take to make Remy? Like...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, I think this is quick for Disney closures refurb. I think you're not going to see a lot changed in the actual... I think you'll see, like... The animatronics, but I think you're going to see a lot of some of the older stuff, but refreshed.
I hope they refurbish some of the old.
That's how I think now, it can open so fast.
The track is the same. So it's the same great ride.
Right. And just like the outside of it, I love it. The green, the pops of green that
with
you
the
see.
Flowers. And then we were there and we saw the lanterns.
I love it.
Our friends Match Made and Hepner checked their YouTube out. They actually put up, Instagram was it saying that they started running the ride. So I think it's coming. I think early summer. I'm thinking June, July.
There's always, they'll open the ride. They'll say, they'll give a date, but then they'll give a month before they'll give an annual pass holder preview.
And we're going.
So we will hopefully go to that.
No, hopefully we are going.
Okay. Well, we're going to go to that because then you get to preview it a month before it opens.
Yep.
And then it will open definitely on a virtual queue. There's
no way you're going to open it.
That it's not.
Because people miss it. Like when we're there and I walk by, I get kind of depressed. I'm not going to lie because it is one of my favorite rides. I put it like almost tied with Pirates. I love Pirates.
I think that personally Magic Kingdom won't have two virtual queues. I think Tron will go away and be a standby.
Probably.
But I mean, Guardians has been a virtual queue for 3 years now.
But what other ride at Epcot are you waiting for? the last attraction opened up. You don't need a ride pass.
But Tron, I guess we'll go to a standby because I can't see Disney doing two virtual queues.
I can't. Tron is still like a 2-hour wait in the virtual queue, so people are still wanting it. But besides that, the outside, the lanterns, everything looks good. Mm-hmm. Everything looks great. I hope it has nods to Splash Mountain because Splash Mountain means a lot to people.
1,000% and Disney will. Historians Disney Imagineers.
But as much as I love Splash, we are getting older. I am 36 years old. The generation that we know and love that Disney, it has to start gearing towards kids.
Right.
It has to bring magic to kids. Mm-hmm. Our 9-year-old loves Splash Mountain, right? But she is super excited.
She loved it.
Tiana's because the music. Yeah. Because she watched that movie. Right. She's seen the movie. Tiana's everywhere. She's on merchandise. It is a brilliant idea to put Tiana's there with the music, with the Bayou Adventure. Now, please give us a restaurant.
But Disney's always evolving. They know. Like, they know that it was time for it to change and be reimagined. It is a welcome change for me. Like, I'm sure there's people.
I am glad that it's changing, too.
I don't think
there
are as many people that are going to be hating on it.
There's a lot of people online who hate it. Okay. But that's okay because some people don't like change because some people like Disney the way it was. Like Walt imagined it. But
I get it, but those Walt animatronics.
Also always wanted to, you know, take it a step further.
Right. And he was think always imagining, and, always developing.
Yeah, and keep, you know, going with the process of making it bigger, better. And I think they're going to do that. And that's exciting for Disney. It's exciting for kids.
Right.
It's exciting for princess fans. I mean, there's not that much princess stuff in Magic Kingdom besides the castle, obviously.
Right. Like this ride is going to be so great
Cinderella
for Magic
Kingdom. A restaurant, Royal
Tiana
Table.
Tiana fits great in the Magic Kingdom.
Belle has
Kingdom.
A story time and a restaurant. Like, right. Ariel, is she the only princess with a ride? Because it's Snow White. That's Seven Dwarfs. Mm-hmm. That's not a Snow White ride.
Oh, I don't know.
Like Snow White, obviously, but we need more princess rides. We need more Rapunzel. We need the new generation of princesses.
Right. And I'm with you. I think you diehard Splash Mountain fans, you're going to have the bones of Splash Mountain.
Yes.
So you still will have that ride. And there's going to be nods. It's just a welcome change to Magic Kingdom.
Yep.
With Tiana. Like, I don't see anything wrong with it coming.
Me neither. And we're going to touch more on that after this short break about Tiana's and Splash, how we feel, what we're excited most about, right after this short break.
Okay, so the one thing I want to talk about first is what Disney does best on their rides.
Yes.
The smells. Oh. Okay, the smells of every ride. I wish
I could bottle up pirate water and bathe in it.
No, that's not what I'm saying. No, the smells of Remy Ratatouille Adventure.
I know.
Like this, I'm telling you, Disney does something. I think it's called
Smeltzer?
Something. I don't know. I just watched the Imagineering story on it. But they do it best.
Oh, my God.
And this queue is going to be filled with the smell of beignets.
Yes. Yes.
Come on
is.
Now. Who doesn't like the smell of fried dough?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be filled with the smell of beignets and jazz music. Mm-hmm. So
it's like two of your favorite things.
Listen, it's a vibe for me already.
Yes.
I love jazz.
The vibes are immaculate. If you want the Immaculate Vibe shirt, we have a store now, too.
But for real, the vibes are going to be immaculate. I mean, there's going to be so many Easter eggs in the queue. Mm-hmm. Another thing Disney does, like you're thinking Easter eggs, what's that? Probably. If you don't know what that is.
Yes.
Disney puts these hidden messages in their queues, their rides. Like there'll be hidden Mickeys.
There'll be odes to Splash. That'll be cool.
I just can't wait to pick it apart.
I can't wait to just smell beignets.
Right. But talking about the beignets, can we talk about the beignets that they have brought to Frontierland
now?
That
we just missed by like all
week. But listen, they're not beignets. They're croissant beignets. They're not the real beignets.
You're not saying it right.
Croissant. I want real Tiana beignets.
Yes,
not,
I want New Orleans, and I've had New Orleans beignets.
Right.
I want
feel
New
like
Orleans
this is
beignets.
A step in the right direction for beignets, but come on, give us the real beignets. I don't want the croissant flaky ones.
No, I want
them
real pillows of powder.
So maybe
and
they're going to see how it does, but the line's been nuts because it's only for February.
Yeah, and we just missed it, which was the worst. But like, again,
I contemplated going just for a day to eat beignets and come home.
I've said this 100 times, right? And I've said it on our earlier podcast is the movie's about a restaurant.
Right.
Why isn't there a restaurant?
But listen, this is where I get salty because like, Disneyland has the whole Tiana's restaurant.
Yes.
They're getting the retheme too. Why can't we get the restaurant also? They have the jambalaya, the beignets, Everything. It's Tiana greeting you, like the character interaction. They have the live jazz band. So I'm hoping with this ride redo that
But I don't think it's going to happen because they're redoing the Country Bears. So I think that would have been where the jazz music
was. But Pecos Bill, what is that? That's Spanish food. That has nothing to do with that.
Yeah. I mean, Pecos Bills, I like Pecos Bills. No. But I feel like Pecos Bills could get switched to Tortuga Tavern.
Right.
Pecos right? Bill. Like, move Pecos Bill to say Tortuga Tavern. And
it's seen its day. Come on.
No, because what have you ever eaten at Tortuga Tavern? Pecos Bills is very popular.
A lot of people. It's never open.
What, Tortuga?
Yeah.
I know. That's why you put Pecos there and then you put
whatever. Tiana. I just want Frontierland to like come together with this new land. Yes. I mean, not new land, this new ride.
New attraction.
Get the beignets going.
Make it feel like a land. Make it feel like, you know.
Right. Get them live people jazz music going. Like, come on. Do what Disneyland's doing. Yeah.
So one thing we want to talk about too is the queue, because Splash Mountain is a long line, 60 minutes usually.
Mm-hmm.
The queue is probably going to be amazing.
Right.
Right.
And summer, it's going to be hot.
It's going to be
hot. It's going to be a welcome splash.
Yes. But what are you expecting from the queue? Like, I'm thinking colorful. I'm thinking lanterns. I'm thinking.
What am I thinking? Yeah. I'm thinking.
Or is it more going to be more like.
I think more food.
Or is it going to be like you're in the restaurant?
I think it's going to be. Yes, I think so. I think it's going to be like a restaurant
queue.
You're
going to be in a restaurant.
You're going to be getting the smells of the food.
Yeah, but like the visuals. Like, is it going to be like you're in the restaurant, or is it going to be like you're in the bayou?
In the bayou. I don't know.
Like, that's what I don't get. Because if you're leaving the restaurant to go look for an ingredient, is the queue going to be interactive like Star Wars?
But I am just so excited. Like, I'm always excited when a new ride opens. I haven't been this excited. Like, for Tron, I was excited, but, like, that had opened in Japan.
I'm not a Tron fan. Right. I'm not, like, a Tron movie fan. Tiana's a top five princess. Tiana's a top five princess.
I'm telling you, they say when pass holders can go, I'm going.
Yes.
Like, I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be super exciting. It's going to be super exciting. It is.
It is just a beautiful.
It is a big change, but, like you said, online, it's 50-50. I think it's going to be a welcome change after people realize that the ride is going to be the same ride. I'm going to miss Splash because, you know, Splash was Ella's favorite roller coaster. We have memories.
It's our first,
yeah. We went on it three times during the parade. Right. Like, we got stuck on
it. I think the music is going to be a welcome change, though. Because it's going to be
like so
alone. Because they've showed, like, snippets, like, you hear a little, but...
Tiana's whole thing is amazing, right? Now, like, you're going to have the gator or crocodile playing the trumpet. Like,
yeah.
You're going to have fun stuff.
It's going to be so
It's going to be a party on water, I think. And that's going to be so much fun. Is the inside and outside queue ride is going to be like the outside usually is just like trees and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are they going to make that bayou like?
I'm telling you, this queue is going to be insane.
Not the queue, the ride. Like how it's inside. I know inside's going to be insane.
Oh, outside.
With the first drop and all that kind of stuff. But like, what's that? You know, outside when you can see the castle, are they making that all grass? We can't see it. We haven't seen it.
I bet you.
So I'm excited to see it. I'm excited to ride it. We want to know what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Drop.
Are you Team Splash or Team Tiana?
Yeah, because she's making a splash, right? But I am Team Tiana. I'm so glad the track's not changing. I'm so glad that, you know, we think there's going to be odes to Splash. I think that's the way it should be, right? Always remember the history, but always evolve, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's very important. But after this break, we will be back to finish things off. But again, comment below. Let us know what you think. Splash, Tiana's, what are you excited for? What songs do you want?
Yeah.
It's going to have to dig a little deeper. It has to.
I don't know if it's going to have new songs. I thought it was new songs you never heard.
I hope not. Because I'm like, it don't matter what you
look
like.
Oh, I don't know. I really don't know.
Like, as soon as you hit that, you're singing.
I don't know if it's this music from the...
I
don't know.
That would make sense. It's a year later. But... Disney will find a way to incorporate it.
Maybe.
I promise you, Disney will find a way to incorporate it. We'll be right back.
Do you need help getting a Disney dining or experience reservation? If so, you need to set up a Magical Alert. Magical Alerts is a service that searches available dining and experience reservations 24/7 and automatically sends you a text once a reservation is available. They are super quick and you just click the link in the text to go to the Disney site and reserve your spot. Try them out today at magicalalerts.com. Use the promo code DS2024 when you sign up and you'll get one free alert added to your account.
So we're talking about changes in Magic Kingdom. That's a huge change, Tiana coming.
Yeah.
Before we get out of here, we know that they're reimagining some space in Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be happening behind Big Thunder.
Yeah.
What's the news? What's the rumors? You're tapped into
that. Listen, though, that the big D23 Expo this August is going to, I'm telling you, bombs are going to come out. Yeah. Because they only gave you a little taste of it.
Yeah.
Last year with
they're going to confirm a
with
lot
with saying Animal Kingdom was getting Encanto and yes. what's that other ride? Indiana Jones. Indiana is Jones. Be,
yes.
What?
Expanded, I think. Right.
No.
It's,
what
it's
is
taking
that?
Over Dinosaur, isn't it?
Oh yeah, that's taking over Dinosaur. So they confirmed that, but I think they're going to drop everything on what he said potentially to come to Magic Kingdom.
You heard a Rapunzel land.
Well, this week news broke of a Rapunzel land, or maybe
we watched Tangled last night. And let's just say that Tangled does not get the credit it deserves.
Yeah,
it is excellent.
It is.
It
so
is
good.
Awesome. Mandy Moore is a vibe. Mm-hmm. I remember Mandy Moore when I was like 13, 14. That song Candy. Remember that
oh,
song?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, Mandy Moore was the best. But I don't think that we're going to get the Villains land.
No,
I know that was rumored. I just don't think you're going to get that. I think they're going to have to tie in.
I strongly feel like it will be Frozen.
I think it's going to be. I was going to say that. I think it's going to be Frozen because they have the layout from Tokyo.
Oh, yeah. I definitely think it's going to be a Frozen land.
Why wouldn't it be?
I mean.
But then what do you do with Frozen ever after?
It stays there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess. I don't know where Disney can go. Who knows? They might say Coco Land. That was thrown out there.
Oh.
So it might be.
But I thought Coco and Encanto were going to be like combined.
That's Pixar. So right? Why are you in Magic Kingdom? I would think do that in Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, do it in Hollywood.
I don't know. But you never know where Disney puts stuff. Moana, nobody ever really thought she would go to Epcot.
But look, then when you make it, sense, because it's like
but it
flowers
made it, they
and
made
stuff.
It work yeah. in Epcot.
Yeah.
And some people are like, well, no, it doesn't make sense. Yes, it does.
It doesn't matter.
But the nature.
Journey of Water, Epcot's all about learning. Like right. that's kind of
so who knows?
At.
You really never know. Disney just releases concept art, gets people excited. And then they could change their mind. But yeah. I definitely think Encanto Land is coming too.
I think Encanto Land is definitely coming where Dino Land is. And I think that's going to be set in stone with
but
a
Magic
date.
Magic Kingdom needs a new land.
But they just approved what? $5 billion? I think it was way more than that.
No, $10 billion,
I think. Yeah, for Disneyland. Yeah. So Disneyland's getting some
They're
new
getting
stuff,
some new stuff too.
Which is good. I mean, you can't forget Disneyland. I know Disney World is bigger.
Right.
But Disneyland's the first.
But Magic Kingdom, I feel like, hasn't had a new land in a long time.
I mean, its last new ride was Tron, which was just a redo. Mm-hmm. Right. And then now they're getting Tiana's, which is just a redo.
Frontierland, which is lacking. Yeah. I don't care what you say. That land is like.
Yeah. And then
struggling.
Beyond Big Thunder.
Country Bear. We'll see. That it needed a change. They're keeping the Country Bears, but they're reimagining it with new songs.
And they should, because times have changed.
Right. But I'm saying right now, as that area was.
Yes.
It was lacking.
Oh, it still you is. You know. It still is lacking.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Even with reopening Tiana's, that's great. But what has changed in the land?
Right.
Just that ride. The splash was great.
I know. Like, get a restaurant.
Get
just
something.
Like something.
Get some food. Get a stand. Get something, right? Yeah. And the thing is, it really messes people up because they have the billboards that say Tiana's Foods.
Right.
And it's not food.
I just really hope there's a jazz, live jazz music.
Yeah, I do too. We'll see.
But we're excited for all these new potential.
We're excited. We're excited to see what happens in Magic Kingdom. We're excited to see what happens in Disney World.
I know Tiana's
going to
be great. I don't think it's going to be underwhelming. It might be for some people, but I don't think it's going to be as extreme makeover as we think. I think there's going to still be a lot of splash.
Yeah,
you know,
the bones of splash.
The bones
will still
of splash.
Be
I think they're just going to like fix up the animatronics and change the music, and obviously what Disney does with their
lanterns. And I'm excited for everything to change. I'm excited for new lands. I'm excited for the future of Disney. I'm excited for the future of DeStefano's Magic. Yeah. If you guys want to be a part of the future, make sure you join a member on YouTube or follow our Patreon, DeStefano's Disney, I think it still is. But on Instagram, TikTok, everything DeStefano's Magic. Follow us. And we hope we see you next week for a new episode of DeStefano's Magic. Peace.